Dance can be a great help to many people, including the elderly. But what do programmes like this look like and what kind of help do they offer? At Addenbrookes Hospital in Cambridge, the Dance for Health programme does just that. Deborah Quatermain is the Falls Prevention Coordinator and the coordinator for the Dance for Health programme in Addenbrookes Hospital. And she joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Deborah. How did the idea for the Dance for Health programme come about?
So I am a dancer by background as well as a nurse, and in 2013 I had a conversation with our arts department to see whether we could bring dance into the hospital for patients. There's a lot in the community but not within a hospital setting. So our charitable trust funded us a pilot programme which was incredibly successful, and it's carried on from there. And back in 2017, we were lucky enough to get 2 years funding from the Dunhill Medical Trust. And part of that was to do research on the programme as well. So we're nearing the end of that, but it's gone down very well and has had some very positive results.
Can you talk me through what a typical session might look like then?
So there is never really a typical session. So to bear with, we are actually dealing with very sick patients here. So it's very patient-led. We have a skeletal structure, which is a warm-up, and then improvisation, and then a relaxation session at the end of it. But it very much depends on the patients that come in, what their abilities are, and what they would like to do.
I see. Are there any sort of moves that you could teach us now in the studio?
So we do start off with trying to ground people by making sure they've got their feet both on the floor if they can. Put your hands on your thighs and just literally very slowly moving your hands up and down your thighs.
Okay. I feel like Vic Reeves here.
And that sounds very strange, but we're looking at people's proprioception. So do they know where their hands are? Do they know where their legs are?
Right, and is that a good indicator of their well-being?
Well, it's an indicator that they know where the position of their body is. So if I was to blindfold you, you would know where your hands are. You would know whether they were above your head or hanging down by the side. Some people, if they have a neurological disorder, don't know that. So we're trying to judge what we need to work with those patients.
I see. And is that is it also an advantage? Some people will be less mobile, so you don't need to do a conga line. You can do it from a seating position.
Yes, a lot of ours is seated. We can stand up. Sometimes we are working with getting patients to stand, and that will often take two of us to do that and then get them to dance while they're standing up. There is never one session the same. It's incredibly interesting to walk in. And the one thing that we do always says we don't want to know what the diagnosis of the patient is. We are purely working from looking at their body and listening to them.
And why dance instead of just the regular physio?
Physio is very prescriptive. So, you know, you need to bend this arm 10 times. And it's quite boring. How many of us really like to go to the gym?
No, not me. So straight away.
So, and obviously we're at the moment dealing with the elderly, so it's an age group that are very used to dancing. They often met their partners at dance halls, spent Saturday nights at dance halls. They don't see it as a form of exercise. They see it as a form of enjoyment.
And you mentioned you're researching the effectiveness. So what have you found so far? How effective has it been?
Part of the research that's been going on is looking at well-being, and preliminary results from that is showing that over 70% of the patients who attend the sessions have an improvement of their well-being from the beginning to the end of the sessions.
Right, so that's quite positive. And then individually, have people been reporting they've found benefits?
So we have. We had a very interesting case not long ago where we had a gentleman who'd been in the hospital for quite a number of months and who'd basically given up. He wouldn't engage in physiotherapy, he wasn't getting out of bed, he wasn't eating very well, and he was heading towards a nursing home, which would have split him up from his wife. We managed to get him into the session. He started to engage. After a couple of weeks, he was bringing in his playlist of music that he wanted. He was then starting to ask when his physiotherapy sessions were. And we kept working with him, together with the physiotherapists, doing their bits as well. And we got him home.
Wow, that's fantastic, the power of dance. So are people in general, when they hear they're going to be dancing around, are they excited or are they a bit sceptical at first?
We've had to sort of use the word movement rather than dance with a lot of people because they have a vision of strictly getting up and having to learn steps. And that's
wearing a sequined suit.
Yeah, and that's definitely not what it's about. It's things like we had a gentleman and his wife was in visiting and they used to ballroom dance, but they hadn't actually been able to dance for over 6 months because he could no longer stand. We managed to get him up and put a piece of lovely waltz music on and allow him to dance with his wife. Two of us supported him while he held his wife and danced with her. And I think that was worth £1 million to see that.
Wow, that's beautiful. And are there any other programmes like this?
No, this is unique. There are dance programmes where performers go into hospitals and do performances, but our programme is not around that. So it's a very unique programme. There's no other hospital in the UK doing it. We don't think there's any other hospital in the world doing it.
Right. And so what is next then? Spread the good word, I guess.
Well, we're now looking for more funding. We'd like to extend the programme. We'd like to continue with what we're doing, but extended. We'd like to work with different groups of patients. So orthopaedics, transplant, all those sorts of things.
Wish you luck with it. Thank you very much, Deborah. That's Deborah Quatermain. She's the coordinator for the Dance for Health programme at Addenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge. And thanks to all of our dancers from this week. That's Ian Cross, Nick Neave and Emma Redding.
And now we've learned why we dance, how good it is, and what makes a good-looking dancer. The only thing left to do is take all of these skills, take them down to your nearest dance floor, and wow the world with your scientific shimmying.
And we won't take any responsibility for any sprained limbs or falling over that may occur as a result of this.
Or slightly crashing into someone because you can't tell left and right apart.
I'm sure our listeners can, Izzy. I think that's just you.